5. The Gentile Religions. Throughout preceding ages, religion had chiefly been an affair of the tribe or nation. It had not often been a matter of concern to the individual. Gods were tribal or national, not personal. Such religious systems afforded little satisfaction for the individual spiritual longings of the average person. In the times of Jesus, the religions of the Occident included 1. The pagan cults. These were a combination of Hellenic and Latin mythology, patriotism, and tradition. 2. Emperor worship. This deification of man as the symbol of the state was very seriously resented by the Jews and the early Christians, and led directly to the bitter persecutions of both churches by the Roman government. 3. Astrology. This pseudo-science of Babylon developed into a religion throughout the Greco-Roman Empire. Even in the 20th century, man has not been fully delivered from this superstitious belief. 4. The Mystery Religions. Upon such a spiritually hungry world, a flood of mystery cults had broken, new and strange religions from the Levant, which had enamored the common people and had promised them individual salvation. These religions rapidly became the accepted belief of the lower classes of the Greco-Roman world, and they did much to prepare the way for the rapid spread of the vastly superior Christian teachings, which presented a majestic concept of deity, associated with an intriguing theology for the intelligent, and a profound proffer of salvation for all, including the ignorant but spiritually hungry average man of those days. The mystery religions spelled the end of national beliefs and resulted in the birth of the numerous personal cults. The mysteries were many, but were all characterized by 1. Some mythical legend, a mystery, whence their name. As a rule, this mystery pertained to the story of some god's life and death and return to life, as illustrated by the teachings of Mithraism, which, for a time, were contemporary with and a competitor of Paul's rising cult of Christianity. 2. The mysteries were non-national and interracial. They were personal and fraternal, giving rise to religious brotherhoods and numerous sectarian societies. 3. They were, in their services, characterized by elaborate ceremonies of initiation and impressive sacraments of worship. Their secret rites and rituals were sometimes gruesome and revolting. 4. But no matter what the nature of their ceremonies or the degree of their excesses, these mysteries invariably promised their devotees salvation, deliverance from evil, survival after death, and enduring life in blissful realms beyond this world of sorrow and slavery. But do not make the mistake of confusing the teachings of Jesus with the mysteries. The popularity of the mysteries reveals man's quest for survival, thus portraying a real hunger and thirst for personal religion and individual righteousness. Although the mysteries failed adequately to satisfy this longing, they did prepare the way for the subsequent appearance of Jesus, who truly brought to this world the bread of life and the water thereof. Paul, in an effort to utilize the widespread adherence to the better types of the mystery religions, made certain adaptations of the teachings of Jesus so as to render them more acceptable to a larger number of prospective converts. But even Paul's compromise of Jesus' teachings, Christianity, was superior to the best in the mysteries in that 1. Paul taught a moral redemption, an ethical salvation. Christianity pointed to a new life and proclaimed a new ideal. Paul forsook magic rites and ceremonial enchantments. 2. Christianity presented a religion which grappled with final solutions of the human problem, for it not only offered salvation from sorrow and even from death, but it also promised deliverance from sin, followed by the endowment of a righteous character of eternal survival qualities. 3. The mysteries were built upon myths. Christianity, as Paul preached it, was founded upon a historic fact, the bestowal of Michael, the Son of God, upon mankind. Morality among the Gentiles was not necessarily related to either philosophy or religion. Outside of Palestine, it not always occurred to people that a priest of religion was supposed to lead a moral life. Jewish religion, and subsequently the teachings of Jesus, and later the evolving Christianity of Paul, were the first European religions to lay one hand upon morals and the other upon ethics, insisting that religionists pay some attention to both. Into such a generation of men, dominated by such incomplete systems of philosophy and perplexed by such complex cults of religion, Jesus was born in Palestine. And to this same generation he subsequently gave his gospel of personal religion, sonship with God.